So we're in Parashat Re'eh. A lot to speak about in the Parashah. Let's begin with this. So we have the Pasuk in the Parashah, smack in the middle of the Parashah, Perek Yudalet, it's the first source on the sheet. It says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokechem. Banim Atem LaHashem Elokechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Banim, children. Calls us Banim. This is a very famous Pasuk that is quoted by many, many Sfarim to give Chizuk to Jews who are not living up to their own potential, and basically tells them and gives them the chizuk that you're a child, you're a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take this a step further. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, says Banim, there are two opinions. There's a big machloket between Rabbi Yehuda. There's a very famous machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Banim atem laHashem Elokechem. Bizman she'atem noagim min hagbanim atem kruim banim. So the logical explanation is what? That when you guys act like Hashem's children, then you are called Hashem's children. En atem noagim min hagbanim. If you're not acting like Hashem's children, en atem kruim banim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, then you're not considered Hashem's children. Meaning this pasuk is conditional. Banim Hashem, banim atem Hashem lekachem. That's only when you act like banim. But if you're not acting like banim, you're not called banim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. The famous words of the holy Rabbi Meir Balanes, ben kach atem kruim banim. Ben kach kruim banim. Whether like this, whether like that, whether you're acting like Hashem's children, whether you're not acting like Hashem's children, you are called banim. Shene'emar, what's the proof? Banim sichlim hema. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that Hashem says through the nevuah that Hashem calls the Jews that were sinning and doing bad things at that time banim sichlim. They were bad children. Sichlim means, I don't know the exact translation, ones who were sinning. Sinful children. Check the exact translation, I'm not sure. It means sinful children. So what do we see from there? That even when they were sinful, when they were sinning, Hashem still calls them what? Banim. So this is the proof that Rabbi Meir has from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that even when they're not acting like Banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still what? Acting like Banim. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Regular machloket, we'll hold off with the question just because we're running out of time. Did some regular machloket, please ask me afterwards. But we're just running out of time here. That's the regular machloket in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Now, who do we hold like? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a klal and shas, then machloket, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the klal and shas. However, However, let's look at the Shelot V'Tshuvot HaRashba. It's actually in two places. It's here in Resh Mem Bet and also somewhere else, I forgot. Resh Tzadi something, I believe. And Reshut HaRashba says like this. Oh, says the Rashba. V'afal gab de Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda halachak Rabbi Yehuda. Even though we have this general klal that what? That when there's machloket Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Hacha Rabbi Meir kerai kadaiki. However, over here, Rabbi Meir, it sounds like the halacha is like him. Why? Because he brought a pasuk to back himself up. Like Nadav. Nadav slash the Rashba say that over here is an exception to the klal that we have. It's an exception to the klal that Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion versus Rabbi Meir. This is an exception. Why? Because Rabbi Meir brought a proof. He brought a proof from a pasuk. Krai kadaiki. Rabbi Yehuda didn't. Rabbi Yehuda didn't. So beautiful. So what does it sound like from here? But he didn't. Okay, but we could only paskin based on what we see. And what we see is that Rabbi Meir brought a pasuk and Rabbi Yehuda did not bring a pasuk. So what we see from here, seemingly, if I ended the shir right now, what does it seem? It seems like we are unconditionally called what? Banim LaHashem Elokechem. Right? It's a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Machloket. According to this Rashba, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Right? By the way, this Rashba is in the context of whether a mumar l'avodah zarah, someone, a Jew who basically starts worshiping avodah zarah, doesn't believe in Hashem anymore, if he is mitameh ba'ohel, if his dead body is it can cause tumah, can bring about tumah to a kohen ba'ohel in under a roof. That's his shela that he was asked, and he brings
his bodies don't
not ba'ohel, no, not ba'ohel. So that's the shela that he was asked, and he brought this in the middle of his thing. Fine. So what does it seem again? Like unconditionally, we are and will always be called banim to Hashem. Not so fast. We say this every year, multiple times during Rosh Hashanah, right? It's in the Chazara of Musaf. After the Tkiyat, not Chazara, even the Tfilat Yachid of Musaf, and also the Chazara, after the Tkiyat Shofar, we say Hayom Harat Olam. Hayom Harat Olam. Okay, all right. Okay. Okay, okay.
I don't know that one.
I know, you know, we're in the, you know, Sfaradim are, you know, the slichot and the tunes of Yamim Noraim are very dear to Sfaradim. It's very, very dear to us. It's very, we you have your own tunes. Moroccans have their own tunes. I know, Moroccans have their own everything. But, you know, Ashkenazim think that, you know, they think that we have it all bad. Why? Because oh, you guys have 40 days of slichot. 40 days of slichot, but you don't understand that it's so enjoyable. The tunes are so, so enjoyable to, you know, to sing and to participate. The words are so beautiful. So, Hayom Arat Olam. What do these words mean? Hayom Arat Olam. Today the world was created. Hayom Yamid Bemishpat. Today we'll go into judgment. Kol Yitzura Olam. All the creations of the world will be judged today. On Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. Right? Im Kevanim, Im Keavadim. We're going to be judged. Everyone's going to be judged. Whether like children or like slaves. One second. What is it? There are two options here. We're going to be judged like children or like slaves. But I thought we're always going to be judged like children. I thought, Banim Hashem L'Hashem L'Kachem. Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Kachem. Ben Kach Uben Kach, Kuin Banim. Aren't we always called children? Are we always called children? So what's going on over here? Im kevanim, im kavadim. It must be that what? No. We have a Shuta Rashba, that paskin for us. It must be that we have a choice of how to be looked at by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, objectively, we are judged like children. However, that's in our hands. Do we want to be judged like children, or do we want to be judged not like children? Right? Obviously, it goes without saying that to be judged like a child is more favorable than to be judged like a slave. Right? That I don't have to go into detail, right? The love that a father has to a child is unconditional, right? A father will always love a child no matter what. And the love that a master has to a slave is conditional. If you do what I say, I'm going to love you. I'm going to take care of you. You don't do what I say, I'm going to kick you out. Right? So obviously we would love to be judged like a son and not like a slave. But it seems like it's up to us. What does that mean? Let's see. There's a Rambam, and my Rebbe Rav Zucker pointed me to this Rambam, and he gave this beautiful explanation to this Rambam. I want you guys to see it. This is the Rambam in Hilchot Matnot Aniim, Perek Yud, Halacha Bet. And he says like this, it discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah and how important it is and how it's part of the nature of a Jew to give tzedakah and to give to other Jews. This is what he says. V'chol mishehu achzari ve'enu merachem. Any person who's cruel and he doesn't have mercy, he doesn't apply mercy to other Jews, he doesn't pity other Jews. Yesh lachush le'ichuso. There's reason to believe that he's not Jewish. There's reason to believe that he's not really a Yid. He's not really a Jew. Why? She'en ha'achzariyut mitzuya ela be'akum. Because achzariyut, cruelty, is not found by Jews. It's not in our DNA. It's not in our blood.
This specifically means giving
tzedakah? In general, cruelty in general. Cruelty in general. It's not found by Jews. It's not in our DNA to be cruel. Ela be'akum. She'nema achzari he'ma v'lo yachmu. V'chol Yisrael, and every single Jew, v'hanilvei mahem ke'achim hem. Any Jew and the ones who join in to be Jewish, I think what he means over here are gerim, right? Ke'achim hem, they're like brothers. Shene'emar, what's his proof that all Jews are like brothers? Listen to this carefully. Banim atem la'Hashem elokachem. That's his proof. How do we know that Jews are like, all Jews are like brothers? Because Banim Hashem Lachem. So listen to this diuk that my rabbi made. Listen to this diuk. What do we see from here? The Rambam could have proved that all Jews are like brothers. There are many psukim in the Torah that says, you should have pity on your brother, you should have pity, don't do this to your brother, la'achecha, 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 to your brother, to your brother. Why is the Rambam bringing your proof that all Jews are like brothers from Banim Atem La'ashem Elokechem? Bring the proof from all the psukim that say, care for your brother, do this for your brother. It comes up so many times in the Torah. Dafka is bringing a proof from Banim Atem La'ashem Elokechem. What's the diuk? What can we infer? What can we imply from here? That you want to be called a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to be called a ben? How are you called a ben? What do you need to do to be called a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Treat other Jews like they're your brother. When you treat other Jews like they're your brother, what does Hashem see? What does Hashem say? Ah, he's acting to him like it's his brother. That one is my son. So if he's treating him like he's his brother, that means that what? He's also my son. Banim atem la'ashem elokechem. He's a ben, he's my son. Dafka, when a person goes and acts towards other Jews like they're his brother, like they're his brothers, Dafka then Hashem says what? Ah, he's a ben. And I'm going to judge him like a ben. Isn't that amazing? It's not just a subject, you know, an objective thing that we're all considered children, no matter what. No, there's a little condition inside of that. It's up to us. You want to be treated like a ben in front of Hashem, so be a ben physically. Be a ben. That means act to Hashem's children like they're actually your brothers. And if you don't act to Hashem's children like they're your brothers, that means that you're not part of the family. That means that you're not a son, chas v'shalom. That means that you're not a son. Scary. Scary, but geshmak at the same time. With that, we're gonna go into the beginning of the parasha, parashat Re'eh. Re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom beracha uklala. So all of the mefarshim, many of the mefarshim ask this famous question. Let's just translate the words. Re'eh, see. See is Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabim? Is it singular or plural? See. Re'eh. Singular. Re'eh. Re'eh is singular. Okay? Right. But it says Re'eh. Re'eh. So see. Behold. Singular. Anochi noten. Behold, I am giving, placing. Lifnechem. Before you. Singular or plural?
Plural.
Bracha uklala. Bracha naklala. What's going on over here? Re'eh means, I'm saying to you, Yoav, see, I'm putting before you, all of you, talking to Yoav, behold, I'm putting before all of you.
Yoav is part of.
Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. Pick, Yoav is part of a bigger.
Take your pick, singular or plural. What's going on over here? All the Mefarshim asked this question. It's a very, very famous question. There are many different approaches to this question. This is an approach that the Chatam Sofer says, as well as the Kli Yakar, and there are other Mefarshim that also take this approach. Listen to this. Let's read this inside. It's the last source over here on the sheet. Just give me 1 second. I want to get the next source before I continue. It's for you, Yoav. I'll show it to you. It's very much connected. The last source. It's in the Sefer Torat Moshe, which is by the Chatam Sofer, Parashat Re'eh. It's the second piece on the parasha. And he says like this, Re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. Medaktekim, everyone, you know, is very critical, dematchil Re'eh lashon yachid, because the parasha begins with Re'eh, which is a singular, like we just spoke out, umisayem lifnechem, and it ends off lifnechem, which is plural lashon rabim. Ve'arber dvarim nemru b'seh, and many, many things, many answers were given to this. Ve'ulai yesh lomar. So listen to this amazing, amazing Chatam Sofer. If you don't smile after this pshat, then I don't know what. If you don't jump for joy like you just won the lottery, then I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know. Maybe you should check your yichus. I don't know. Check your, like the Rambam said. Maybe you should check your yichus. I don't know. Let's see. Says the Chatam Sofer. Ve'ulai yesh lomar. Maybe you could say. The Meramez, that the Pasuk is hinting as follows. Masha Amru Chazal. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Daf Mema Mun Bet. Le'olam yireh adam atzmo. A person should always view himself. Ve'et kol ha'olam kulo. Not only himself, but the entire world. Kilu mechza zakai, u'mechza chayav. Half-half. The world, half of the world is zakai. Right? That means they're doing the right thing. They're worthy of good judgment. Mechza chayav. But half, the other half of the world is guilty. They're doing the wrong thing. Zakha. Ashrav shechriyat atzmo v'et kol ha'olam liskot v'ahefech v'ahefech. If he was zoche, if he's in front of him is standing this one mitzvah, and he goes and does it, the value of that mitzvah is what? It's as if what? You tip the scales. The world is halfway, you know, judged favorably, half judged not favorably. We'll explain in a second. Half judged favorably, half judged not unfavorably, right? Half doing the right thing, half doing the wrong thing, right? So the Gemara says you should view yourself as what?
Wow.
Mechza al mechza, and your mitzvah is tipping the scales. Your mitzvah is tipping the scales. Now, lema'aseh, that's not, obviously not what's happening in the world. Practically speaking, you know, maybe it is, but not necessarily is that what's going on in the world, that it's half-half. But what the Gemara is telling you, that's how valuable your mitzvah is. It's as if you're tipping, it's as if you are making or breaking the world.
Wow.
Your mitzvah can save the world. Your averach, chas v'shalom, destroy the world. That's how valuable your mitzvah is. That's how valuable it is. Right? Ashrav sheichuyat atzmo, v'et kol alam zchot v'hefech v'hefech. Ad kan. That's the Gemara. Listen to the Chatam Sofer, guys. Bechol ma'aseh she'yaseh, every single action that a person will do, yireh atzmo, he should view himself, v'yomar, he should look at himself and say, lenafsho, say to himself, hare bezeh, ani memit chas v'shalom t'kol ha'olam, o mechayehu ha'kol lefi ha'maaseh, with this action, chas v'shalom, I'm destroying the world, or I'm causing the world to continue to exist. Now listen to how he connects it to the pasuk. Bezeh ha'kra. Mitzvah al kol yachid v'yachid. This pasuk is talking to what? Really, it's talking to the individual. Re'eh. Really, it's talking to the individual. Re'eh. It's talking to the individual, talking to every single Jew. See, for yourself, you, individual Jew, see. Benafshecha, see, in your own soul. Lemor, to say. Tamid l'chol ha'olam v'anashav. You should always be saying to all the people in the world. Say to all the people in the world. Say to the entire world. Kol ha'olam kulo. Anochi noten lifnechem ayom. A person should say, quote, I am placing before you, world, b'maasai, with my actions, bracha uklala. With my actions, I will either give the entire world, you, the entire world, lifnechem, the entire world, a bracha or a klala. It's the person talking. The person talking. Anochi noten lifnechem. The person is saying what? Anochi, I noten lifnechem. I am placing in front of you the world. Bracha uklala, with my actions. Hakol lefi zechuti. Everything is according to what? To my zechut. If I'm going to do the mitzvah, I'm causing the world to live. If I'm chas v'shalom going to do the avra, I'm causing the world to be destroyed. That's how powerful, guys, your action could be. That what? It does affect the entire world. It has ramifications throughout the entire world. That's how powerful your action could be. And that's this Rambam. That's this Rambam. That you want to be called a Ben. You want to be called a Ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to know and you have to understand that everyone else in the world is like your brother. And your actions affect your brother. Your actions affect every single Jew in the world. It affects them. As if your brother. As if they're your brother. So go back to the tefillah. Im kivanim, im kavadim. Are we going to be judged like sons, or like avadim, or like slaves? Well, the answer to that question is: are you acting like a son? Are you acting like a son to Hashem in that what? In that you're viewing all other Jews as your brothers? If you are, kibani. If not, chas v'shalom kavadim. We don't want to be judged like an avadim. I'm going to end off with the Chazon Ovadia, the Sefer Chazon Ovadia by Rav Ovadia Yosef. In the volume of Yamim Noraim, he says, by Aseret Yimei Tshuva, let me find it. think it's here. So it's in the Sefer Chazon Ovadiah, page Amud Chaf Hei. And he says like this, B'chodesh Elul ve'aseret yimei tshuva, in the month of Elul and aseret yimei tshuva, nachon me'od lechaven etev, it's very proper to have extra kavanah, bebirkat hashivenu avinu l'toratecha, and the bracha of hashivenu avinu l'toratecha, and the bracha, please Hashem, return us to your Torah, b'tfilat shem na'isve. U'lahaskir, listen to this, u'lahaskir, and to mention, kala mishmotam, a few of the names, shel ele, of those people, shenatu midarchei Hashem v'torato, of those people that veered off of the pathway of Hashem and His Torah, v'yatzul tarbut ra'ah, and that went off to a bad way religiously. A person should really take that time during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, during not only Aseret Yemei Tshuva, during Elul also, and during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, to think about other Jews in the world that you know, or that you don't know. Think about them. Daven for them. So that, Chamavadia brings that over here as, you know, something appropriate to daven for other people, to do tshuva. We could add this into our shiur very nicely. Because why dafka now? Why dafka now are we supposed to be trying to be worrying about other Jews? And that they should be chozer b'tshuva? Because why? Because if you look at them like they're your brothers and you care about them, sincerely care about them, and want them to be better Jews, and want them to be chozer b'tshuva, what's going to happen? Banim atem la'Hashem elokechem. You're going to be considered children like the Rambam. Like the Rambam. So I give you all a bracha, b'zat Hashem, that we should all be zocheh b'din, and we should all be viewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as banim, amen. As ben kach u'ben kach, kruim banim, amen. And im ka banim, we should be considered like banim. But to get there, Hashem should give us the koach to view all other Jews in the world, the ones who we are friends with, the ones who are not friends with, as achim, like brothers, because it's in our nature. It's in our nature to be kind to other Jews, to be kind to other people. Zad Hashem, we should all be zocheh to a gemar chatimah tova this coming year. Chazak u baruch.